Title: The Cost and Burden of Discovery for California Employers Will Likely Increase in 2020. Content: A new change to California's Civil Discovery Act has all of the trappings of a burdensome and costly requirement for employer defendants litigating in California state court. In addition to a litany of new California employment laws discussed in prior blog posts, Governor Gavin Newsom also signed into law SB 370, which became effective on January 1, 2020. SB 370 now requires the producing party in a civil litigation to identify the specific document request number to which documents are responsive. Although this new requirement will likely increase defense costs for many employers, as we discuss below, it can also be used to help streamline document demands while providing greater opportunities to incorporate technological solutions into the discovery process. SB 370, Discovery, Response to Inspection Demands. SB 370 amended Section 2031.280A of the California Code of Civil Procedure. Previously, Section 2031.280A provided that a. New York documents produced in response to a demand for inspection, copying, testing, or sampling shall either be produced as they are kept in the usual course of business, or be organized and labeled to correspond with the categories in the demand. SB 370 eliminated the more common option to produce documents as they are kept in the usual course of business. Instead, documents, or categories of documents, must now be identified with the specific request number to which the documents respond. SB 370 applies equally to physical documents and electronically stored information, ESI. However, the law provides no guidelines or specific requirements for how parties must identify requests on ESI. The amended Section 2031.280A applies to all pending and future actions. Purpose of SB 370. Surprisingly, the California Defense Council co-sponsored SB 370 with the Consumer Attorneys of California. In the group's joint letter to the state legislature, they claimed that, 10 litigants will produce a mass quantity of documents without specifying the category to which said documents are responsive. This leads to difficulty determining whether responses were indeed submitted for each request. The amended Section 2031.280A, they argued, streamlines the process for parties receiving this information and makes litigation more efficient. Although the procedural change will ostensibly reduce the costs and burden on the requesting party in reviewing documents, it does so at the expense of the producing party. The costs and burden borne by the producing party will increase substantially unless counsel leverages sophisticated artificial intelligence, AI, tools that can provide a preliminary review for privilege and categorize mountains of ESI to the standards required of a discerning defense attorney. The burden is especially one-sided in employment cases, where employers typically produce the lion's share of relevant documents. Impact on discovery negotiations. Despite the changes to Section 2031.280A, the parties can still jointly stipulate around the new identification requirement. However, SB 370 clearly gives employee plaintiffs greater leverage in negotiating a joint ESI stipulation and obtaining concessions from employers to avoid full or partial compliance with the requirement. Parties who are unwilling to agree to plaintiff's counsel's demands will be forced to comply with amended Section 2031.280A. In the absence of an ESI stipulation, counsel must utilize the meet and confer process effectively to negotiate the narrowing of broad requests, both in number and description. The substantial burden of complying with SB 370 provides defense counsel with legitimate grounds under Section 2031.060 for a court to side with defendants. Where the requesting party's demands result in undue burden and expense, the producing party can seek a protective order directing that all or some documents or categories of documents need not be produced. Code of Civ. Proc. 2031.060(b)(1). The court may also limit the scope of ESI discovery if the likely burden or expense of the proposed discovery outweighs the likely benefit, taking into account the amount in controversy, the resources of the parties, the importance of the issues in the litigation, and the importance of the requested discovery in resolving the issues. Code of Civ. Proc. 2031.060(f)(4). Defense counsel should use the new requirement to